Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Hei Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're starting a brand new beautiful siman now, Tof Reish Ayin Vav, which deals with Seder HaBrachos VeHadlaka, the actual way that you make the brachos when you light the Chanukah Licht. We start with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. HaMadlik Beleil Rishon. When a person lights the Chanukah Licht on the first night of Chanukah, Mevarach Shalosh Brachos. As we all know, we make three brachos. What are those three brachos? Baruchat Hashem Lekeinu Mechlam, Shek Shem Etzavet Sivanu, Lahadik Ner Chanukah. That's the girsa that the Mechaber has. We'll see there are other girsos. The second bracha is Shosanisim. Shosanisim Lavasenu Bayamim Mahim Bazman Hazeh. We'll again discuss that girsa as well. And the third bracha is, of course, V'shechiyonu V'kimonu V'yonu Lazman Hazeh. Those are the three brachos that we say. Then the Mechaber tells us, V'imlo Berach Zeman B'leil Rishon. If you didn't say the Shechiyonu on the first night, so then Mevarech B'leil Sheni. Okishi Yiskar. Then you have the right to make the Shechiyonu one time, on Chanukah, and you can make it on the second night, or whenever you remember, you're allowed to make the bracha then, as long as it's still Chanukah. Okay, a lot to be said on this. Let's look in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah says, the Gemara, the Chol HaPoskim, in the Gemara, and amongst all the Poskim, in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down, this is the opinion of the Shultos HaGaon, and the Halachas Gedolos, the Siddur Rav Amram Gaon, and Maseches Sofrim, all of them have the Girsa Shel Chanukah. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. B'gemara v'chol haposkim isa ner shel Chanukah. Now, the king calls of a marshal. The marshal says this is also the right nusach. However, he doesn't say it is a separate word. Shel Chanukah, ach shekosev sheyomar shel Chanukah is one word. B'mila achas v'lo shel Chanukah shtei milos. How do we paskin? He said, the Mishneh Berurah says v'olam eino agim lahak b'zeh. Brings out for the Prima Gadim. Nobody's makbid on this. If you say like the Sfardim do, exactly as the Mechaber says, the words are Ner Chanukah, Ladik Ner Chanukah, say Shel Chanukah as two words, you say Shel Chanukah as one word, it's all fine. What's some of the sources of this difference of opinion? So Dishra foot number 2 brings down that the Sefer, Shelis Tshuva's Halachos Ketanos, that this is based upon Sod, that the Ner Chanukah is an abbreviation of Nachal. And he brings down for the Shaar HaKavanos from the Arizal, and he says that Ki Roshe Tevos Lehadlik Lamid Ner Nun Chanukah Ches Hushem Kadosh Hanikra Nachal. That this is a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Nachal. And this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the Roshe Tevos of Notzer Chesed Lo'alofim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed for 2,000 generations. And therefore, there's a Kabbalistic reason why the Mechaber chose the Nusach of Lehadlik Ner Chanukah without the word Shel. Dishavu number 3 brings down from the Shalah that Kivan Shener Chanukah Eino Asui Lehayer L'Shem Shimush Kishar Neros, that the Chanukah can't be used for a benefit for illumination like other candles, El Lefirsum Haneh Shel Chanukah, to publicize the mitzvah and miracle of Chanukah, Ein Hu Ner Bifnei Atzo. You can't call it just Ner Chanukah, El Hu Asui L'Chanukah Bilvad, and therefore we call it Ner Shel Chanukah. One word specifically, as opposed to Ner Shel Shabbos, there Shekei Ner Shel Shabbos also Bishvil Lahoyer Livnei Abayis. It's for illumination, and therefore it's a Ner by itself. And that's why you can have Ner Shel Shabbos, but Ner Shel Chanukah as one word. Deir Shavu number 1 discusses why the Nusach of the Bracha is Lahadlik instead of Al Hadlokas Ner. He says normally the rule is that if you can do something via Shaliach, then the gifts of the Bracha would be Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, for example, and not Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. So he brings down from the Ran in the Dape of the Rif, Shahol V'ef Shalot says Dechovas Hadlokas Ner Chanukah Ela B'ner Shalatz. It still has to be your Chanukah Licht, or you have to purchase a part of it with him. So therefore, even though the Shliach may do it for you, it's your Chanukah Licht, and therefore it's considered a mitzvah She'ef Shalakaima Yedei Shliach, and that's why the Nusach is Lahadlik rather than Al Hadlokas Ner. Another reason brought down by the Rush, Shekivan Shaderachi Shekol Odom Madlik Biatzmo Mishum Chaviv Sineis. Most people like to light the Chanukah Licht themselves because they love the mitzvah so much and not use the Shliach. So therefore, it's as if it's a mitzvah She'ef Shalakaima Ayidei Shliach. Why is it in the singular? After all, the first night is Ner, the second night should be Nero Shel Chanukah. So the Prebu God brings down Lo Plug. We don't want to change the bracha from one night to the other. Similarly, he brings down from the Prima Gadim that by Shabbos we say Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos for the same reason, because you could be Yotzi with one Ner. As opposed to Tvilas Kalim, if you have multiple Kalim in front of you, you say Al Tvilas Kalim as opposed to Al Tvilas Kali. So he says because the Prima Gadim brings down, because there's a mitzvah to be Tovel each one of the Kalim, and therefore you say Loshen Rabin. Finally, I just received a beautiful sefer on the Mishnah Berurah from Matthew Ostreicher, who gave me the sefer, the Mishnah Berurah Or Olam edition, that was dedicated to Lila Nishmas Milti Ostreicher, his father, Olam Hashalom, Menachem Avraham ben Moshe ben Yamin Zal. And he explains in this sefer exactly the same time that's brought down in Dishah foot number 4 to explain the next words in the Mishnah Berurah. The next words in the Mishnah Berurah are, we say, Biz man hazeh velo u viz man hazeh. And we say, Shechionu vihigionu liz man hazeh halamed bechirik velo epatach. Now why is that? So first of all, Bizman hazeh velo u bizman, because we're dealing over here, that is the time, bizman hazeh, and not, and also bizman hazeh. It's one unit, one idea. So therefore, there's no extra vav. And then lizman, so he brings down in Dershu footnote number 4 that we say with the chirik instead of a patach, albeit we'll see that that's not our opinion. So he brings down because when you say lizman, that would be for the hey hayidia, la ha, that would be the hey idea, this man. But then it says zeh, so it says afterwards hazeh. You wouldn't have to say the double hey hayidia because it says hazeh. And therefore, the appropriate gizah should be lizman hazeh. However, Lamaisa, in the next paragraph of the Yeshivu number 4, he brings down from Rabbi Yashiv and Rav Vazler, both Zatzal, that the minhag is to say lazman hazeh. There's also from Rav Sternbuch Shlita and the Siddur of the Yavitz. All of them say that the correct girsa is lazman hazeh, and that is the way most people say it. Nevertheless, the Shalah says that you should say lizman hazeh. Now we go to Siv Kotin Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Rotsu lomar, kishi yizkor bishar halelos bishar sad loka. So he says, you're allowed to say to Shechianu whenever you remember on the other nights of Hanukkah, but he brings down for the Lavush only during the time that you light. So if you forgot to say it on the first night, so then you can say it on the second night, but only when you light. If you forgot to say it on the second night, then wait till the third night when you light. If you remember only after the Neros were lit, then you don't have the right to say Shechianu that night. Wait till the next night when you light the candles again. Now, in the Sharet Zion, Oz Gimel, he brings down that this is the psak of the Pisrei Olam in the name of Yeshua Yaakov. And he wants to say, Shir Levarach Zman Biyom Acher B'Yesed Loka, that the proper time to say Shechianu is only when you light candles. However, he says, if it's on the eighth night, you forgot to say the Shechianu, so then, what do you do then? He says, De'evshor Dekmo Bi'amo Kaimalon Dizman Omri Mafilu Bashuk. In general, you can say Shechianu on Sukkos, even in the middle of the street. If you remember, you didn't say Shechianu for Yontif. Wherever you are, you can make the Shechianu then. So maybe you could say the same thing over here by Hanukkah as well. You're saying the Shechianu for all the Nisim and the Flos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. L'chatchila, you should do it Bizman HaDlaka. But he's left with the Tzarech Ian as to what to do. And he writes for the Meiri, Misha Ein Lo Lahadik Ein Lo B'Mokum Shefer Lo Liros. If somebody can't light the Hanukkah lift himself, and he's not in a place where he can even see it, so he can make the Bracha Shos Nisim and Shechianu by himself, even without lighting it. That's the Meiri. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes with Tzarech Ian what the din is Halacha L'maisa. And in Dishavu number 5, he brings down the fact that there seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, where later on he says that if you didn't make the bracha during that hadlaka, you'd be allowed to go make the bracha, Shas Nisim and Shechianu, at any time. Now we're going to Sif Beis in the Mechaber. He writes, Milel Rishon Va'elech Mavarach Shtayim. After the first night, you only have two brachas each night, Lahadlik and Shas Nisim. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains to Sif Kotin Gimel, Degneis Kol Yom Isa. We make a separate bracha because there's a separate neis each day. Sharei Kol Shmona Yomim Hidliku Min HaPach. Because again, the pach lasted for all 8 days. However, Avo Zman Shechianu Mishigiu Lehascholos Hazman Higianu. Once it's the first day of Hanukkah, no, it's already the Zman, and that is therefore not said every single day. Tishavu number 7 brings down Vegam Odom Shehidliku Berach Hashtei Brachos Ulaachmi Kein Shoch Chaver Lahadli Kavuro. If you made your brachos and lit in your house, and then your friend asks you to please light for him, so Rav Nissen Karlitz, that Zatzal, brings down that you're allowed to make the brachos in his house for him. What about a Geret Tzedek, a person who's a convert? So can he say the bracha, Shosidi Salav Aseinu? So we discussed it at the end of the previous Simon in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Tov Reish Ayin Hey, and he brings down over here as well, Sheyochel Lo Markein, a Ger can say Shosidi Salav Aseinu, even though it's technically not his father's, and they bring down, this is because Avram is really Av Hamon Goyim, and technically is the father of all of us. Shosidi Salav Aseinu was correct. However, those that have the girsa that he should say, Shosidi Salav Yisrael, Rashai Lo Markein. That's also a perfectly good girsa for a ger to say. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah Yivorech Kol HaBrachos Kodim Shiasu LaHadlik, that a person should go make the bracha before he starts to light the candles. He should say all the brachos, either all three brachos or the two brachos on the other nights after the first night before he actually lights. That's the opinion of the Ma'aril. as the Rava brings down. Mishmur Sivkan Dalan explains, Deboinu Shiu HaBrachos Overle Asyasa. We have the famous rule that you make the bracha right prior to doing the action. Immediately before you do the action, that's called Overle Asyasa, and that's when you make the bracha. And therefore, Hidlik Ner Chanukah V'shoachach L'varech HaLadlaka, if you went and started lighting Ner Chanukah, but you forgot to make the bracha, V'rakodim Shehidlik Kulon, Niskar Dadai Lebech, but in the middle of the lighting of the candles, you realize you didn't make the bracha. Yesh Lelevara Kol HaBrachos, so you can still make all the brachas at that point in time, as brought down from the Truvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Furthermore, Mishmur says Od Kotzav Shem Niskar Liachar Shidu Kulam. If you remember, only after you lit all of them, then Ein Lo Levarach Birchas Lahadlik. Then you can't make the bracha Lahadlik because it's already done. However, you could make still the bracha Rak Bircha Shosanisim. You could make then, and likewise Uchein Bircha Shachianu Yesh Lelevara. You still could make them at that point in time. The issue for number 8 brings down, Afilu Nizkar Toch Kidei Dibur, even if it's immediately right afterwards, the amount of time it says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Yomori, a second or two, nevertheless, the Ben Ish Chai brings down, Shalom Yivarech Berchus Lahadlik, it's too late to say Lahadlik, because you're already lit. And while there are those that say you could still light it, he says, this is an example of a Sofik Brochus Lahaka, because it's a Machlokus in the Rishonim, should you or should you not make the Bracha at that point, and we go and say, don't make the Bracha. However, in regards to Adlokus, their Shabbos, the Bir Halacha brings down in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sheisha Shelo Bircha, if she forgot to make the bracha before she lit the candles, so Yichol Levarach Kozman Shemut Ladik. As long as it's still time to have lit the candles, it's not yet Shabbos, so then you can still make the bracha. The issue footnote 9 explains why Rabbi Kiva Eger said you can still make the Shachianu. Then Shelo Gor Adino Midin Haroe. It's no different than if you see candles, you're allowed to make the Shas and Nisim the Shachianu. So certainly, even though you have already lit them, but you're still seeing them, so to say, and you can still make these two brachos. Siv Kimmel, Mechaber writes, Mishalo Hidlik, if somebody did not light the candles, Vein Osid Lahadlik Beosu Laila, and there's no way he's going to light that night, he doesn't have any candles, Vegamin Malikin Lobesok Beso, and nobody's lighting on his behalf, so then, Kishiroa Ner Chanukah, if he sees Chanukah in the streets, Mavarach Shasa Nisim, he's allowed to make the bracha, Shasa Nisim Lavosenu. Ubelel Rishon, if it's the first night, Mavarach Kam Shechianu, he can even make the Shechianu. And then on the second or third night, he does get the opportunity to light the candles. He was already yeltsin with the Shechianu. He doesn't make a new Shechianu. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Hey, Avol im yadlich achakach lo yivarach ariyah. If he is expecting to get candles later that night, even though he doesn't have them right now, and he sees other people's candles that are lit, he should not make the Shas Nisim and the Shechianu at that point in time. He should wait till he lights on his own. Given the Yuchel Varech Achakach Aladlok, since he will get his own candle lighting later on, so better to make all the brachos on his own candle lighting. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Vav, he tells us, V'yesh poskim the Sovrei Da'afilu Yodea Shamadlikin Ovebeso. Even if he knows that people are lighting on his behalf in his house, nevertheless, Kivin Du Ba'atzmo Eno Madlik, since he himself is not lighting, V'gam Eno Mishtatev Imacherim Bepriti, and he's not actually putting in money with somebody else, Tzorech Levarach Al-Riyah, that he should make a She'al Sunisim, and if it's appropriate, a Shechianu, when he sees the candles being lit in somebody else's house, in order that he could be lahodos al hanes, to also give recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes of Chanukah, v'gam levarach ha-shechianu, and to make the shechianu at that point in time. The issue for number 13 explains, why did the rabbi set up that you could make the bracha on just seeing the Chanukah licht? So he says, this is not something that they set up. For example, you see a lulav, you can't do that. You see a sukkah, you can't do that. So he brings down from Tosfos and sukkah, shumishum chavivus hanes, is the love that we have for the nes of Chanukah and the Chanukah licht. Furthermore, he says, Ode, Sheesh Bnei Odom She'enlan Batim. There are people that don't have a house. Vim Yodom L'Kaimus HaMitzvah. They can't do the mitzvah. They don't have a house, except via Re'iyah. And therefore, the rabbis set it up. And furthermore, that by Ne'er Chanukah, we have two brachos, Lahadlik and the Shas HaNisim. So Tiknu Sharoa, the person who's seeing it just, could be saying the bracha Shas HaNisim, even though he's not saying Lahadlik, because he's not doing Lahadlik. Since he is seeing it, he can say the bracha Shas HaNisim L'Avoseinu. By Lulav and by Sukkah, they didn't make any other bracha other than Nathila Zulav and Leisha Basukkah, and therefore they can't make a bracha just on seeing the Lulav or the Sukkah. Now, in the issue of footnote 10, he brings down why the Rebbe Kiva Eger said that in the middle of lighting the candles, you can still make the bracha of Lahadlik as well as Shas HaNisim and Shechianu if you haven't finished lighting all the candles. And he says, a tziruf of all three reasons. He says, Shaf api should tzorach levarach over la'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Normally a person has to go and make the bracha and then do the mitzvah. So here, the shahr mitzvahs, one could argue, are just the hider mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, shemicha lo berech al ikar mitzvah, yoch levarach al ha-hider. So therefore, based upon that, you can still make the bracha. Number two, kivin shetzorach laniach shemen kishir, mishetishka hachama, achetichal regel b'shuk. You have to put in enough oil to light the half an hour. So therefore, when you're making the bracha, it still has to light for half an hour, so it's still called over las yosin.
And then the third reason is Yesh Poskim Asovim Shim Lo Berech Over Lasiyas Hamitzvah Mevarach Achachach. There are those that say that if you didn't make the bracha before, you can make the bracha afterwards. So with the tziruf of all three of these, that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger said you can still make the bracha in the middle of the Chanukah lift, even though you already started lighting. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes Siv Katan Vav, and he says, bottom line is Mikol Mokom Ein Kedai Lasos Kein L'Maisa. One shouldn't, if they lit for him in his house, make the bracha of Shoas Anisim and Shechayanu, because the Safi Bracha's Lachos is not sure that he should. He really was Yotzei with the people lighting in his house for him, and therefore don't make the bracha as Safik Bracha's Lachokil. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. Remind ourselves that the Mechaber just said, "V'im achar kach b'leil sheni o shlishi bo lahadlik." After he said on the first night the Shechayanu, ein chozev brach Shechayanu, doesn't make a second Shechayanu. So Mishnah Berurah says Sivkot and Zayin, "Mishum dahalo beirach meyesbo kishru aneros." When he saw the candles, even though he lighted himself, he made the Shechayanu. V'im beyesbo lo beirach klal. If on the first night he didn't make a brach at all, mishum disoma chalishto shemad dachis beveso, because his wife was lighting for him in the house. Since if his wife lit, it's as if he lit. Okay, therefore, the Mishmur says, in Bob Bilel Sheni Leveso, if he's lighting in his house on the second night, Umadlik, he doesn't make a Shechyonu, he was already Yotze with the Shechyonu that his wife had made beforehand. Now we go to Siftal, the Mechaber writes, Achar Shehidlik, after he lights the candles, Omer, Haneros Alolu, after he is finished lighting the candle or candles, we'll see what that means in a second. He says the paragraph known as Haneros Halalu. Onomadlikin, Halachuos, Valanis, Valanflos, Uchule. That's the girsa that we have here. We have a slightly different girsa when we say it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah explains, what does it mean, Achar Shehidlik? So the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches, tells us, Achar Shehidlik, Ner Harishon. After you lit the first candle for that night, on the first night it's only one candle. Second night, after you lit the first of the two candles. On the third night, the first of the three candles, Shu Iker, that's the essence of the mitzvah, Omer Haneris Halalu. Even before you finish lighting the other candles, as soon as you lit candle number one, let's say on the eighth night, as soon as you lit candle number one, you say Haneris Halalu. And then you light the other candles. Why are you saying Haneris Halalu? The Yidmar had locos, ba'od sha'omer haneros halalu, haneros v'chule. So you continue lighting as you're saying haneros halalu. Now, Tishavut number 16 brings down, this din is brought down in the name of the Marshal, and he brings down from the Shelus Chuvus Milchus Yitzchak, from Dayin Weiss et al, Shinira Shadatuhi, Shemi Shehifsik Bedibor Bein Hadlokas Hanero Rishon L'Sheni. If you were to talk between the first and the second candle, between the second and third candle, Lo Yachzov Yevorach Kishemadlik Haneros Anusofim, then you don't go and make a new bracha. Why? Kivin Shaneros Elu Einam Ella Hidur Mitzvah. The additional candles are only a Hidur Mitzvah. Vein Mavarchim Al Hidur Mitzvah. We don't make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah. So therefore, the bracha went on the first candle that you lit, and therefore you were Yotze. Not like the Rosh Yosef brings down, Shetzorach Lachzal Baruch, that you have to go and make a new bracha. So therefore, the Haneros Halalu is certainly not going to be a hefsek at all. Now, back to the Mishnah Berurah, he continues, Ubenusach Haneros Halalu, the Nusach is that there are Yesh Lamed Vav Tevos, 36 words in this capital, Neged Haneros of Chanukah, Keneged, the 36 candles of Chanukah that we light, Novad, not including Elu Shnei Tevos Haneros Halalu. So there are 38 words in all, and we say Haneros Halalu, Kilomar, Haneros Halalu, Heim Lamed Vav, and there are 36. Ad Kan Lashon Marshal. That's the Lashon of the Marshal. He says, Uvishnei Tevos Haneros Halalu, Yeshmon Osios. He alludes as well that Haneros Halalu has eight letters in these two words, and that's a remez Lashmonis Mechanica as well. Then he adds, Mikol Mokom, Mishinoig Lomar Haneros Halalu, Li Acher Sheid Likakol. There are those that wait and light all the Chanukah licht and then say Haneros Halalu, also Nami Shapir Domi. The Prima Gordon brings down that that's perfectly acceptable as well. Now, this Nusach of Haneros Halalu, there are different Nuschos as to what you actually say. If you look in the issue foot number 17, he brings down, how do you get this 36 words in Haneros Halalu, not including Haneros Halalu? So different calculations as to how to get to it. There are different Nuschos over here. I mean, this is the issue footnote for some of the differences. Others say that there's actually 44 letters over here, which is the 36 letters plus the 8 shamashim to get to 44. Finally, we conclude today's shiur. We left that one bir halacha from before, the first bir halacha of Yivar Kol HaBrachos. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us, Ein Naf Kamina Bein Laila Rishona L'Shara Lelos. When the Ramah had said before that you make all the brachos, Kodim Shiyas L'Hadlik, so this is true on the first night when you make the three brachos, as well as on all the other nights as well. With this, we conclude today's shiur.